Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. An official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck.
We don't know exactly at the moment how many people are in this car, but it's a great number.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. In a volatile trading session, U.S. stock markets gained well over 2%. Key European indexes advanced more than 3%. Earlier, Shanghai stocks soared more than 5%, and other Asian markets were also up. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June, and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. Iraqi officials say Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. The Arab League says a new date for taking up the matter will be announced sometime in the future. This is VOA News.